Hello, creeps. This is Peter Lorre, opening the doors of the Mystery Playhouse. Tonight we bring you a story featuring Mr. District Attorney. A gruesome tale that begins outside a metropolitan hospital. A large oil truck is parked above an underground oil tank. Yes, it begins as simply as that. But it ends in murder and the finding of a charred belt buckle and human teeth inside the hospital furnace. A fiery death.
Hey, Sid.
Yeah?
Let's make this fast we can, huh?
What do you think I'm doing?
Much oil in there?
Enough. What's going on out there? What you doing, mister?
Delivering oil.
Well, that's a break. I didn't think we'd do it again any till next week.
We just got a shipment in. We thought you could probably use some here at the hospital.
I should say we can. You new man with the oil company?
Yeah. Who are you?
I'm Nigel Janitor.
Oh.
Say, what kind of truck are you using?
What do you mean?
Don't look like one of your regular company trucks.
We use any kind of truck we can get these days, brother.
Who are you talking to, Sid?
Janitor guy here.
Look, mister, do you have any papers? Delivery papers I could look at?
Sure. There you are, brother.
I hate to act suspicious, mister, but I just been reading in the papers about them fuel oil hijackers.
What's that?
Some fellas that's been draining oil out of the tanks at public buildings, making out like they were delivering the stuff.
No kidding.
Yeah. Police have warned all of us to be sort of on the lookout for them.
Oh, I don't blame them.
Say, you're not the regular outfit that's been selling oil to us.
What makes you say that?
These papers here. Something funny about them.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to ask you and your friend here to come inside.
Hey, nosey old bum.
Hey, what happened, Sid?
I had to clip that janitor guy. Now let's get this truck filled and get out of here quick.
Oh, brother. Of all the dirty, low-down tricks I ever heard of.
What's the matter, Harrington?
Sheriff, what's wrong?
Chief, I'm about to tell you of a new low in thievery. Yeah, you know these guys that have been hijacking fuel oil from the tanks of public buildings?
Yes.
Well, last night they took away just about all the oil in the tanks that heat the city hospital.
Hospital?
Yes!
How awful.
Yeah, the building was without heat for over 10 hours, till they finally found some oil they could use.
Oh, that certainly is a contemptible trick.
Yeah. I should say so.
The same thieves who pulled the other jobs, I suppose.
Well, I think it was Chief.
Any clues?
Yeah, we got one to work on.
What's that?
An old janitor over at the hospital.
Yeah.
Robinson's his name. He caught the guys at work.
Mm-hmm.
He got suspicious of them, so they slugged him.
Was he badly hurt, Harrington?
No, they just knocked him out.
What did he have to say?
Well, the main thing was that he got the license number of the truck.
Good.
I gave it to boys at headquarters, of course. Mm. They're sending out an alarm on it right now.
Oh, that's fine. Can the old man give you any description of the thieves?
Well, Chief, he only saw one of them, and it was pretty dark, but Robinson thinks he could recognize him again.
Not having any heat in that hospital for 10 hours. Must have been terrible for the patient.
Yeah, it must have been frightening.
Well, that's about the 7th job this crowd has gotten away with.
Yeah, I know.
Chief, Where do you think they get rid of the oil?
Well, it's pretty easy to dispose of these days, with this desperate shortage we have here. I'm afraid some of our selfish citizens will be only too glad to buy it, regardless of where it came from.
Even from a hospital?
Yes, Miss Miller. I'm sorry to say that too many people refuse to let any part of this war interfere with their own comfort.
And ain't that right?
But right now, I'm not as concerned with who's buying the oil as I am with who's stealing it. Harrington, we must make every effort possible to find those men.
Yeah?
It's me, Addy. Open up.
Okay. Oh, hiya, Sid.
Hi.
How'd you make out?
Not bad.
Sell all the oil?
Sure.
How was the take?
Best yet. You know, there's one thing about some of these dough-heavy characters. They don't care what they spend just so long as the house is warm.
I wish we'd sold some to the landlord of this dump. I've been freezing all day.
Yeah, room and house guys don't pay off like the rich guys.
Yeah. Sit down, Sid.
Yeah.
What'd you do with the truck?
I left it out on a country road.
You left it?
Mm-hmm.
You mean for good?
Yeah.
Well, what you want to do that for?
We just about wore that one out, Artie.
You're crazy. It was running just as good
I ain't talking about the motor. We done too many jobs with that truck, kid. There should be a lot of people who know it by now.
Oh, you mean it's too hot?
That's right.
Yeah, but this has been a nice touch, Sid.
We ain't giving up the touch. We're just changing trucks.
Yeah, how do we get another one?
Same way we get this one. We heist it.
Oh, say, did you see the good news in the paper?
No, what?
There's another cold spell on the way.
No kidding. I guess we just live right, Artie.
Come on in, Harrington.
Bucky.
What did you find out about the oil thieves?
Well, something, Chief.
Yes?
First, their truck was found on a road just outside of town. It was abandoned there.
I see. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got that old janitor, Robinson, coming over to look at pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe he could dig out a suspect for us.
Well, I'm glad to hear he's coming over. Because I have some news for you, too.
Yeah, what's that?
Pratt over at the parole board called here a little while ago.
Huh?
He'd heard about the alarm we sent out on the license number of that truck.
Yeah.
And it seems that he has a weekly visitor. A man who's on parole named Sid Sheldon.
Sheldon?
Yeah.
Sheldon? Hey, I know that guy, Chief. And a mean little punk he is, too.
Yes. Well, yesterday morning, Sheldon made his weekly call to the parole office.
Huh?
The board wasn't satisfied with the story he told about his activities. So when he left, they detailed a man to follow him.
I see.
He trailed him for a couple of blocks, and then Sheldon climbed into a truck. An oil truck.
What?
The man wasn't able to follow the truck, but he didn't get the license number.
Yeah?
Yes. And that license number was the same as the one we're looking for.
What? Oh, what a break.
Yes. I asked Miss Miller to get me Sheldon's picture. If he is our man, the old man from the hospital may be able to identify him for us.
Excuse me, Chief.
Yes, Miss Miller.
Here's that picture you wanted of Sid Sheldon.
Oh, yes, yes. Thank you.
And there's a Mr. Robinson outside to see you.
Oh, okay. That's the hospital janitor, Chief.
I'll send him right in.
Yes, sir. Won't you come in, sir?
Thank you, miss.
Well, hello there, Mr. Robinson.
Hello, Mr. Harrington.
This is the district attorney.
Oh, how do you do, sir?
How are you, Mr. Robinson? Miss Miller, you'd better stay in here. I'll want you to take down this conversation.
Yes, sir.
Here you are. Sit right down here, Mr. Robinson.
Thank you.
There you are.
We've picked up another lead on this case since Harrington spoke to you, sir. We have one definite suspect in mind. He's a man named Sid Sheldon. This is his photograph right here.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Wait till I get my glasses.
Sure, take your time, Pop.
Yeah, there we are.
Yes, fine. Well, does he look familiar to you?
Well, yes.
Good.
I really couldn't be positive, though.
Huh?
Oh, why not?
Well, it was quite dark when I saw him. And my eyes ain't so very good.
But there is a general resemblance.
Oh, yes. Yes, there is. If I could hear him talk, it would be better.
Hmm?
I always remember a voice.
Well, I think we can take care of that all right.
Sure we can.
Harrington, send out word to have this man picked up.
Read me the last part again, Artie.
Sure. It's in the front page of tonight's paper. The license number on the truck that Sheldon entered when leaving the parole board earlier in the day definitely checks with the one that hijacked the hospital fuel oil.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That dirty janitor punk is the one who messed this up.
Well, what are you going to do, Sid?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just trying to think.
Yeah?
Let me see. Give me a match.
Here you are.
If I was to have an alibi, Artie, I could break that parole guy's story down. They seen me get in the truck in the morning, but that don't prove I was in it that night.
Yeah, but the janitor's a tough rap. He seen us do the job.
Yeah, that's right.
How can you square that one?
I think I know a way we can try.
Yeah?
Come on, Artie. We're going over to that hospital. This is that door the janitor came out of the other night.
Yeah. Guess it leads into cellar, huh?
Yeah, we see.
What's in there?
Just a hall. Come on.
Right.
There's a basement room right up ahead here. Yeah. Hey, wait a minute.
Huh?
Here's the old guy now. See him? Sitting in that chair with his back to us.
Yeah. Anybody else in there?
Oh, I don't see nobody. Let's go.
Right.
Hiya, Pop.
Huh? Who's that?
You got company.
Wait a minute. You sound like that fella.
I am that fella.
What are you doing here?
We come to have a little talk with you. You've been shooting your mouth off too much, Pop.
Sure, we come here to tell you to lay off.
What do you mean, lay off?
I mean you ain't never seen him before in your life, especially around no oil truck.
Now listen.
You do the listening. We can shut you up real good.
You're not scaring me.
Not yet, we're not, no. But we ain't even started yet.
Now listen. You let me up out of this chair.
Sit down.
No, let go of me.
Stay there, I
let
said.
Let me go.
Why, you dirty... Oh. Now maybe I'll keep quiet.
Hey, he landed kind of hard, sir.
Ah, it serves him right.
He ain't moving none.
So he get knocked out.
Hey, Pop. Hey.
Hey, wake up, mister.
Leave him be, will you?
Sid.
Huh?
Think the old bum's dead.
What do you mean?
He ain't breathing. Come here. Look for yourself.
I think you're right, Artie.
Well, this ain't good. This is a murder rap, Sid. Never been into that before. Let's get out of here.
Are you crazy? We gotta get rid of him first.
Yeah? How about putting the old buzzard in that box, maybe?
Oh, no good.
Well, what's that big thing over there?
What?
That coal furnace light.
We don't have no coal furnace here. They burn oil, remember?
Yeah. It says incinerator on it. What's that mean?
Incinerator?
Yeah.
Hey, that's where they burn up the trash. Maybe you found something, Artie.
Huh?
Sure. Sure, that's just a spot for him. He never get found there. Give me a hand with him.
Sure.
You know, this is real nice of us. First we make the hospital cold, then we use the old bum to make it warm again. Okay, Artie. Now open the incinerator door.
Understand it, Chief. That Sheldon guy should have been an easy pickup.
Well, I'm afraid that newspaper story drove him undercover. Mm. They shouldn't have printed that until we'd found our suspect.
I know.
I think you'd better send out a statewide alarm on him in case he's gotten out of town.
Right, Chief.
Chief.
Yes, Miss Winner.
Believe it or not, there's a Mr. Sheldon outside to see you.
Huh? Not Sid Sheldon.
That's right.
Well, what do you know?
Well, by all means, send him in.
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't get this one, Chief.
I confess, I don't either.
This is Sid Sheldon.
Yeah. So I see.
Hiya, gents.
Sheldon, I suppose you know we've been looking for you.
Yeah, that's why I dropped in. I wanted to see what it was all about.
You know what it's all about?
Oh? I don't get it.
Well, let me enlighten you then. You must have read in the papers that we have pretty conclusive evidence that you and a Confederate were responsible for that oil hijacking job at the hospital.
Yeah, I read about that. You got the wrong cookie, dear.
No, I don't think we have. You see, we've taken particular care with our investigation because we were most anxious to get our hands on the thief who'd be low enough to deprive a hospital of its heating facilities in times like these.
I don't blame you for feeling that way, but I didn't do it.
We got witnesses who say different.
Not the parole board.
No, we got them stronger than that.
Well, trot them out.
We will. Harrington, go over to the hospital and get that old man back here as fast as you can.
Yep, excuse me, Chief.
Yes, come in, Harrington. Yeah. Where's the old man?
I think we've run into a little trouble there.
What do you mean?
I couldn't find Mr. Robinson.
And didn't he come to work?
Nope. He was 3 hours overdue when I left.
You must have found out where he lived.
Oh, sure, Chief. I went there. He hadn't been home all night.
Oh. Did you check on his working hours?
Yeah, sure. He usually comes in at 4 p.m. and leaves at midnight.
Well, this doesn't sound so good.
No.
Did you find out anything about where he might have been going last night from the man who relieved him?
He wasn't there when the relief man showed up.
Well, didn't the relief man report that?
No, you see, Chief, it seems Robinson used to do that quite a bit.
Yeah.
Leave early, I mean. Mm-hmm. So the relief man didn't pay any attention to that.
Then no one actually saw him leave?
No, nobody. Yeah, what did you do with Sheldon, Chief?
Well, when you were delayed, I had him taken over to the city jail.
Good. Did you book him for the hijacking?
No. We needed more evidence for that.
Huh?
I held him for violation of parole. Well, that'll keep him safely locked up till we can prove our other charge.
Yeah, that may be a little tough now, Chief, with the old man missing.
Yes.
What do you suppose could have happened to him?
I'm not sure, but I have my suspicions.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, doesn't it seem a little odd to you that Sheldon would just walk in and give himself up as he did, knowing we had practically an airtight case against him?
Hey, I never thought of that.
If Sheldon is our man, his only reason for doing it could be because he felt safe.
Mm-hmm.
Sure that the old man wouldn't testify.
Mm-hmm. And that means you think Sheldon took care of the old boy.
In some fashion, yes.
And you're probably right, Chief. Yeah, but how can we prove it?
By finding Mr. Robinson.
And that can be a very large order.
Well, at least we know where to start looking.
Sure, at the hospital. And I think we ought to get over there right now. Oh, Chief.
Yes, I'm back here, Harry.
All right. Well, I talked to a lot of people upstairs in the hospital.
Yeah.
Nobody seemed to know anything about the old guy.
I see.
Now, did you find anything down here?
Yes.
Yeah, what is it?
There's something that just about proves to me that the old man didn't leave the hospital.
No kidding.
I'm looking around now for further evidence. Grimmer evidence.
Hey, do you think he was knocked off?
What would be your guess?
Uh-oh. Well, where have you looked so far?
Several of the little rooms back there. Mm-hmm. They're storerooms, mostly.
Mm-hmm. No sign of anything, huh?
No.
Well, suppose we case this one out.
Yes, I think we'd better.
Not an awful lot of places he could be hidden in here.
No, there aren't.
Nothing in this box.
I'll try this closet here.
All right. Anything there?
No.
Well, there's only this storage bin left. Hmm. That's stark empty, Chief.
Yes, I see.
Well, what do we do now? We looked at everything in here.
There's just one exception.
What's that?
This incinerator here.
Holy cat, Chief. You don't think he was stuffed in there?
Well, I hope not. But it should be investigated.
Yeah. Hey, not with that fire going in there.
Hey, Harrington, this incinerator's fired by oil. Have it turned off, and as soon as it's cool, we'll see what's inside.
Well, the sides of this incinerator feel pretty cool now, Chief.
Yes. Where's your flashlight?
I got it right here.
I'll open this door.
All right.
Well, just look around from out here first.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Harrington. This door's big enough. We can both look in.
Right. Golly. There's more room inside than you'd think.
Yes. Run your flash along the sides first.
Right. Don't see a thing. You?
No. Well, there's no telling what may be in those ashes. I think I'd better climb in and take a real look around.
Oh, wait a minute, Chief. I can do that.
It's all right. I don't mind. Stand back there a minute.
Right.
Well, I think I can squeeze through all right.
Can I help?
Oh, no, thanks. I can make it.
Where do you want I should shine the light, Chief?
You're right by my feet will do for the present.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, if I can sift through some of this broken glass.
Mm-hmm. Do you see anything?
No, not yet. Wait a minute.
Hmm?
Now, what's this?
What, you find something?
Yes. Badly blackened, but it looks like a belt buckle.
Hey.
Wait a minute. Here's the remains of a watch case that was right beside it.
Burned?
Well, there were initials on the belt buckle, but they're pretty badly distorted.
Huh. How about the watch?
Well, the outside is scorched. See if I can open this case. Yeah, there we are. Hey, Harrington, the old man's name was Robinson.
Right, Chief.
You know his first name?
Yeah, Fred.
Well, here are the initials, F.R. on the inside casing of the watch.
Hey, that's not so good.
Let me see. I'm not sure, but I think that some of this refuse here is the charred remains of bones.
Oh, holy.
Harrington, I think we found Mr. Robinson.
Oh, that's awful, Chief.
Yes. Now we've got to find his murderer.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't that be Sheldon?
I think so, yes. But we'll have to prove it.
That's right. And he's probably covered up good.
Well, he might have left a loophole. I'm playing a long chance that he did. Help me out of here, will you?
Yeah, right, Chief. Yeah, give me your hand. There you are. Well, where do we go from here?
Back to the office. After you call Miss Miller and tell her to have Sheldon brought over from the city jail.
Right.
And ask her to make sure that he wears his own shoes.
Look, copper, at least will you tell me why the D.A. took my shoes away with him?
I haven't the slightest idea, Sheldon.
Well, it's the screwiest thing I ever heard of.
Harrington?
Yes, Miss Miller?
Do you suppose it would have anything to do with Mr. Robinson's body being found in that incinerator?
No. Mr. Sheldon here doesn't know anything about that.
You're absolutely right there, copper.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep me here in your office from now on, and you never stick me with that one.
Of course, it would have been pretty convenient for you to have him out of the way.
I don't know nothing about it.
You will, brother, you will. Oh, hi, Chief.
Hello, Harrington.
Bring back my shoes, D.A.?
No, I'm afraid I didn't.
Look, what's the idea of
They're being held at the police laboratory as evidence.
What kind of evidence?
That you murdered old man Robinson.
That's a lie.
Did you find proof, Chief?
Yes, Harrington, enough proof to send Sheldon to the electric chair.
Now, here is your district attorney with the solution of tonight's case.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy to say that with the evidence I uncovered, I was able to convince the jury of the guilt of Sid Sheldon, and he was executed in the state penitentiary for his shameful crime.
Yeah, and Chief, you might add that Sheldon's pal, Artie, was picked up and executed, too, after he confessed to his part in the murder.
Yes, Harrington, and that took care of both of them.
Chief, don't you think you ought to tell the folks just what the clue was that made you certain that Sheldon was the murderer?
Well, it was something that I found in the basement of the hospital. It served two purposes. It told me that the old man was still in the building, and it also led to Sheldon's downfall.
Yeah, why don't you tell what it was, Chief?
That's what I was just going to, Harrington.
Yeah.
It was the old man's eyeglasses. I found them on the floor near the incinerator. When he was in my office, you'll remember, he said that his eyes were bad, so I knew that he wouldn't have gone out without his glasses.
And how did the glasses lead to Sheldon's downfall, Chief?
Well, one of the lenses was crushed. It appeared to have been stepped on. I played the chance the murderer might still have some evidence of ground glass on the bottom of his shoe. When I took Sheldon's shoes from him, I found several particles of glass embedded in the rubber heel. The police laboratory confirmed that fact for me, that these particles matched the broken lens in Mr. Robinson's glasses. And faced with that evidence, Sheldon admitted his guilt.
Yes, that was a case where fiction was so realistic, it strongly resembles truth, huh? Now I want to warn you about our next story, for it has not one murder, but three. And when Detective O'Malley hides under the sheets in a morgue, his sneeze invites his own death. Until next time, then, this is Peter Lorre, closing the doors of the Mystery Playhouse. Good night. Sleep tight. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.